First of all, private firms, particularly the larger ones, can share with humanitarian organisations their skills and modus operandi in emergency management and planning. I think that's a very important first area. Secondly, we can look at the opportunities to increase the professionalism and leadership which we ourselves provide, drawing on private sector expertise, and perhaps there's a sharing there which would operate vice versa as well. Thirdly, we can explore the scope for extending insurance instruments used in some of the OECD capital markets, for example, the catastrophe bonds to poorer developing countries to help make available liquidity at short notice when a natural disaster strikes. Fourthly, we should be exploring together the potential to develop or disseminate new technologies that will improve crisis response. Fifthly, in terms of procurement policies of international aid agencies, I think we need to absorb some more private sector skill and DNA. When they spend monies responding to disasters and also in the ways they approach local procurement. And the sixth and final one I want to mention now is I think we need to think about extending the role of the private sector beyond the initial post-disaster response, and new guarantee and mitigation instruments could help with that, and they might also help ramp in or precipitate the private investment that you need to see in terms of long-term rebuilding.